Okay, just make yourself comfortable now. If you want to close your eyes, that's a good idea. But if you don't, that's fine too. Now, just listen quietly to the sound of my voice. And of course, you'll be aware of all those other sounds too. Sounds from inside the building and sounds from outside. But these won't disturb you. In fact, they are going to help you relax, because the only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, just simply allow your body to be at ease, as you allow yourself to relax even more now. I wonder if you can sense the beating of your own heart. Sensing that beat and just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down just a touch. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down just a little. You can then feel your whole body slowing down, becoming lazier and lazier. Nobody wanted anything. Nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier until it's just taking over like a well-maintained machine. Just taking over smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably, so that you can become gradually more aware of your whole self. Aware of your hands and arms, just sensing how they are now. Aware of your legs and feet too. Again, just sensing how relaxed they might be, and wondering if it's possible to relax even more. To be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body, perhaps, to relax even more, yet remaining totally alert and noticing now how even your face muscles can begin to really relax. Relaxing and letting go of the tensions that were there, almost but not quite completely unnoticed. Just being vaguely aware of the skin and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out, a good feeling. Wondering just how long all that tension had been there, where it all came from in the first place, and then realizing that you simply couldn't care less, because you can feel it draining away from you, and that feels good. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move a single muscle, even though you know you easily could if you wanted to. I know that you easily could if you wanted to, but you simply can't be bothered to even try, allowing yourself to just be relaxed and relaxing even more now, as lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more. Even though you are already as relaxed as it is possible for most people to ever be. I'm going to count down from 5, and with each layer, you find yourself falling deeper and more relaxed. 5. You are just so relaxed and feel yourself going even deeper. 4. You feel yourself slipping a little bit more. 3. Oh, such a relaxed state. Such an enjoyable state. Two, just continue listening as your mind slips into a nice, deep trance. One, empty of everything has faded away, allowing every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And now that your mind is calm and clear, just gradually relax as everything unimportant fades away for a short while. We're going to be watching a little play, a play about you and your mind and your body. Relax and enjoy these words. Just slip slowly, deeply down under your skin, making it so much easier to feel the sensations they talk about in place of what you usually feel. To see images they speak of in place of what you usually see. And somewhere deep in the back of your mind, you know what these words speak of even before they are spoken. Words of diligence, kindness, and honesty filling your mind. You enjoy working hard and being dependable and having a love for apples. Just let yourself relax into them. As you feel the changes slowly, surely wash over you. You hear the sound of farm animals, birds chirping, wind rustling the leaves quietly on the trees, and you're woken by the sound of a rooster at the rise of a sun. You feel ready to work hard on the farm, making your way to milk the cows, taking your pail and your stool with you. This being only the first of your daily work, you put on your hat as you go to the chicken coop and collect the eggs. You feel the sweat already forming from the hot sun. You are no stranger to getting dirty as you go to feed the pigs, the mud slashing you as they excitedly rush over to eat. You work every day like a horse, or so you like to think. Suddenly, you find your fingers and toes are starting to mysteriously tingle, some even feeling a little numb. You realize now that your fingers and toes seem to be molding together, gradually forming a smooth covering to become your new hooves. This change is a little odd, but somehow it gives you a warm, happy feeling. As you walk, you feel your spine adjusting, gently guiding you down to walk on your new hooves. Next, you feel your arms and legs changing, twisting and reshaping themselves into the legs of a pony and guiding you to trot. Knowing how difficult it would be to stand upright again, you don't mind the change. Your rear expands, steadily forming into that of a pony's. A lovely, long, blonde tail sprouting out from it, tied into a ponytail. You feel your hair growing out, long, blonde, and beautiful now, from under your hat, resting gently against your pony's shoulder in a ponytail. With all these feelings and changes you feel steadily wash over you, you feel more feminine than usual. But you have work to do. As you trot to that apple orchard, seeing those apples ripe and ready to be picked, you instinctively approach the nearest apple tree and turn around to buck your hind legs into the trunk. Watching as those apples fall down onto the ground, a couple leaves fall with them and happen to land softly between your ears and head. As you twitch your ears, some of the leaves bind with them, growing into your new pointed pony ears, wiggling to catch even the slightest noise. With your new hooves, you realize there is no longer any way for you to pick up those apples from off the ground. You now feel your face extend, gently but firmly pulling out to form your new pony muzzle, and your eyes widening with it. You feel your eyelashes lengthening as well. A strange sensation can be felt in your eyes, causing you to blink a few times, your irises becoming a lovely green tint. A tingling sensation covers your skin now, as short but soft orange fur covers your new pony body. It feels different from normal, yet somehow makes you feel happy and comfortable. With the heat beating down on you, you're always glad to have your hat keeping you cool. You smile as you take a bite from one of those fresh apples and enjoy it so much. As you speak, you realize your voice is now feminine, with a thick southern drawl. Feelings of honesty, kindness, and affection wash over you as you realize just how dependable of a pony you can be. You always watch out for your friends, lending them a helping hoof whenever they need it. You feel you are a mare, true to your words, although you may be a bit impatient at times. You try your hardest not to let it get the best of you, but sometimes your pride just comes out. You take pride in your farming, making some of the most delicious apple-based treats to be had. You love sharing them with your friends, happy to see them enjoy your baking. An honest, hard-working mare. You can feel your new body, see your new body. Imagine all the sensations as you walk around on your new hooves. The four-legged gait and swishing tail, and pointed ears, and honest, kind, and diligent feelings, the curved muzzle and smooth fur, all yours to enjoy and play in. And you know you can go back to this state anytime you choose. All you have to do is speak one little phrase. I'm an honest pony. And whenever you say, I'm an honest pony, you will feel every change I described here return to the surface, changing you back to the honest little pony from the person you were instantly. For the changes you've made are always here. They're now a part of you, as much a part of you as your heart and mind. And there may be times when you can't be the honest little pony, when the person you were may be required for some reason or another. And when you know that will be the case for you, then all you need is one little phrase. Revert to normal. And whenever you say, revert to normal, every change here will melt away, going dormant until the next time you can be the honest little pony you truly want to be. And every time you return to this state by saying, I'm an honest pony, it will feel even more natural for you. Your desire to be the little pony becomes becoming stronger and stronger with every visit. The desire to listen seeming more and more inescapable, more attractive with each trip into the body and mind of this honest pony. And now it is time to wake back up. Waking up on the count of five, you'll find that with each number, you'll wake up a little bit more. The sensations of your new pony body and mind just becoming that much stronger. One, waking up now. Two, more and more. Three, consciousness returning. Four, almost there. Five, refreshed and awake. And I hope you'll enjoy Little Pony.